Please put your hands together for Mr. Steve Morris. Thank you.
This has got to be one of the weirdest sets I'll ever play, and it's going to be great fun for me, too, because... Hey. Well, then you've seen some of the other weirdest sets I've played. Yeah, it's actually been years since the Dregs or me or T or anyone has played in this area, and it's great to be back. I've got to thank the club here. Really like to thank the post office for booking me and Jerry on such short notice when we found out T and everybody we knew, Catfish and Barrere. Everybody, Freebo was going to be here, and we had no party to go to, so we said, hey, let's go to that one. Anyway, so this set was conceived as kind of the eye of the storm, the quiet part, you know, and well, these guys are going to come on afterwards, and it's going to be the official party at that time. So, I'm going to play some solo guitar stuff and then bring Jerry, the bass player from the Steve Morris Band, on. And we'll entertain you with some incredibly weird trio pieces with the third member of the trio being a drum machine. Anyway, enough about that. This piece is by Bach. It's a lot of fun to play. It's called Jesus. start plugging the cords. Okay, we're going to go into heavy electronic mode now. Most fun about playing guitars, especially two of them during a set, is you get to tune more. And that's really the main reason why people go on tour, is to tune. You know how some people get slightly perverted by society and say you have your exhibitionist, you know, something you're supposed to do before they go out. Then you have your tuners, people like me. I just get off on tuning in front of people. Ah, see, it's so much better when it's in tune. Okay, the way this is done is there's these digital delays made of microchips that can remember what you play for a few seconds. And the idea is to sort of build up some music with the delay helping you out. There's no tape recorders involved or no, you know, no wires or gimmicks other than that. So. Thank you. Mike, hello?
Yeah. A little bit of vocals? Just a little bit of vocals.
All right, never bet your life on a microchip. That's my motto. Anyway, real live musician here, Jerry Peake, incredible bass player. The band I've been spending most of my time with has been, well, it's called Steve Morse Band, to avoid any, you know, confusion as far as image, what kind of music it is. We won't give the name an image, just call it a person. But anyway, he's the great bass player that's on both of the albums that we have out now. In fact, the new album has just been out a month or two. The album's called Stand Up. We're not playing any of the stuff from it, but still, I think if you like what you hear, you'll like the album. Well, let me put it this way. Anything you don't like isn't on the album. Anything you do like is. So. Thanks. Oh, I got a... Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. We're supposed to wait till midnight if you're working. No, I just had a few. It doesn't affect me. Okay, we're going to play a couple tunes here with the mystery drummer, who consists of about 20 microchips. The phenomenon of the 80s known as the drum machine. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, this next one is close as we can get to a party tune while our drummer's gone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Well, T. Lavitz is going to join us. T and I spent many years together with the Dregs. Anyway, I want to thank you for being such a patient audience on New Year's Eve. Who would have thought a classical guitar could get away with this? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. See, he's gonna be right out. The Blues Busters coming straight away. Everybody have a good time, and thanks again for coming.